How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back with another quote of the day to have a great day. Today our quote is by the English poet Percy Shelley. The quote is, "Familiar acts are beautiful through love." So how can we make our familiar acts, our day-to-day things that we are involved in, how can we make them more beautiful? And it says here in the quote, through love. So here, I'm going to equate our attention with love. So when you can give something or somebody the purity of your attention, it is one of the most loving things you can do. So this means that when you give someone the purity of your attention, it means that you are here now with your entire being, your mind, your emotions, your body. They're all on the same page in the here and now. You're directing your attention to one thing at a time, either to a person or to an act you may be doing, let's say writing a book, painting. And when you can do that, when you can give something the purity of your attention, it will be infused with love and therefore will come out more beautiful. So this means to not let your mind wander. So if you are with somebody and they are speaking to you, give them the purity of your attention by listening alertly. Be with them fully. And you will be infusing your presence, your attention, with more love, and the interaction will just be more beautiful. The whole quality will change. And you know that now in our society, this is something that we deeply need, because with everybody being so absent-minded and our attention wandering off in so many directions because of all the gadgets we have and our social media, you know, our interpersonal relationships are really suffering. So if you can really give somebody the purity of your attention, they will definitely be able to sense it and will be very happy. And will really enjoy being in your presence. So just learn to really just bring your attention to the here and now and to involve your whole being, you know. Really feel being here with your body and then with your mind. So we need to learn to really direct our attention and not let our mind wander into superficial things. To not let our mind just wander on a tangent into the either thinking of the past or imagining the future. So this requires that we learn to refine our attention, direct our attention, and just really get intimate with our thinking process so that we can sense whenever we start to daydream. And learning to bring that attention back into our bodies, grounding the attention in our bodies and the sensation of our bodies. And that's the quote for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. Wherever you are in the world, hope you're doing good. Take care. Peace.